I said. "We have unreliable intelligence to that effect, but we'll be more than 8,000 with the cavalry. With Sindawe, we'll actually outnumber them. We'll have the field position, and I have a trick or two up my sleeve."
"That charcoal?" Mogaba asked.
"Among other things."
"You won't tell us?"
"Nope. Word has a way of getting around. If nobody but me knows, I can't blame anybody but me if the other side finds out." Mogaba smiled. He understood me too well. I just wanted to keep it for myself.
"We commanders are that way, sometimes. My predecessors never told anybody anything till it was time to jump. Afterward, I asked Lady, 'What do you think?'
"I think they're going to know they were in a fight. I still have grave doubts about winning, but maybe you're a better captain than you want to admit. You put every man where he can do the most good,
or least harm." Weezer and Hagop's nephew still had not shown me they were good for anything.
7 days till deadline. The quartermasters and engineers and Sindawe's reserve legion were 2 days gone. Incoming post riders reported their progress as disappointing. The roads were hopeless, but they were getting help from people along the way. In places, the troops and locals backpacked the freight while the teams dragged the empty wagons through the mud. We were going to get some grace. We were still getting drizzle when that should have ended a week ago. Reports had the fords way too high to cross. The watchers guessed we had at least 5 extra days. I told Mogaba, who needed time more than anyone else. He grumbled that his main accomplishment to date was that he had taught his troops to march in straight lines. I thought that was the critical lesson, if they could maintain order on the battlefield. I was not comfortable with the gift of time. As each day perished in turn and I had more reports of the trouble the advance party was having, I grew ever more antsy. 2 days before our originally planned departure, I summoned Mogaba. "Have you relaxed any because of the extra time?"
"No."
"Not easing up at all?"
"No. If we leave 5 days later, they'll be 5 days more prepared."
"Good." I leaned back in my chair.
"You're troubled."
"That mud. I had Frog Face go scout. Sindawe is still 20 miles from Vejagedia. What'll it be like for the mob we'll take down?"
He nodded. "You're thinking of leaving early."
"I'm seriously considering leaving when we originally planned, just to make sure. If we're there early, we can get rested and maybe a little more trained under field conditions." He nodded again, then took me by surprise.
"You play hunches sometimes, don't you?"
I lifted an eyebrow.
"I've watched you since Geasli. I'm beginning to understand how your mind works, I think. And sometimes I think you don't understand yourself well enough. You've been troubled all week. That is a sign you have a hunch trying to come through."
He left his chair.
"I'll proceed on the assumption that you'll leave early."
He left. I thought about him knowing how my mind works. Should I feel flattered or threatened? I went to a window, opened it, looked at the night sky. I saw stars between racing clouds. Maybe the cycle of daily drizzle was over, or maybe it was just another pause. I went back to work. My current project, Taken Catch as Catch Can, was one I was working on with Frogfish.